This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With John Peters talking about his new book, When Life Grabs You by the Baseballs, Finding Happiness in Life's Change-Ups. John's story of being an amateur superstar and kind of have things go, I guess, in a different direction. John, what inspired you to write the book?
Well, in 2010, I got sober. I went through some trouble. And then in 2014, I was kind of just sitting on a fence and wasn't doing much. And I felt a tug at my heart to do more with my experiences, my talents. And I just felt like God was saying, hey, write a book, share your story, and help people. And that's how it came about.
How long did the process take from start to finish?
That took about 2.5 years. And there were many times I just wanted to rip the pages up because I was tired of writing. But it seemed like when I was ready to rip the pages up, someone would come in my life and motivate me or want to write a particular section. And so it all turned out good.
I imagine a lot of people in Texas are familiar with your name and what you did in high school, setting the record for most consecutive victories. It ended up at 53. The record was 50. The 51st win, obviously, is what gave you the record. I guess when you were doing that, you probably didn't envision that you'd be writing a book on something like this.
Right. Yeah, I never thought I'd write that book. You know, and what I hid from people and what people didn't know was, even though I got the record and I was on the cover of Sports Illustrated, inside I was dying. And I just never felt good enough. You know, that's kind of crazy to even say, here I am on the cover of Sports Illustrated and I don't feel good enough. that's a lot of the book too.
Yeah, and there's a portion of the book that talks about, I guess, the night before you're going to take the mound to try and set the record. And, you know, for a high school student to get national praise and acclaim for something like that, you probably think that you're jumping for joy, can't sleep, excited to get out on the field. But I guess it was the exact opposite for you.
Yeah, it had gotten to the point where when the media was around, I you know, just hid behind a wall. I felt like I had to be this perfect All-American guy like everybody thought I was. And the night before the record-breaking game, I was ready to end it and took a whole bottle of Tylenol, was hoping to die. And I could see the headlines already saying, pitching phenom dead, suspected overdose. But I really didn't care because I just wanted to be gone. And then I woke up that day, and here I was. And I thought to myself, man, what a loser. I can't even kill myself.
And then you go and you win the game that day. Do you remember much about that particular game?
You know, it seemed like every time I walked onto the field in that night, that was kind of like my happy place, and I would forget about things. And so once I threw the first pitch, you know, things were fine. And it was like game on. Here's the competitive mode that's coming out.
Talking to John Peters about his book, When Life Grabs You by the Baseballs, Finding Happiness in Life's Change-Ups. And it's a fascinating story, your journey, the highs and the lows. But maybe is it fair to suggest that this is a book that might be important for high school athletes and their parents to read, to kind of get a sense of what it's like for a talented high school athlete, specifically a baseball player, and what they go through?
Yeah, I think so. I wrote the book for two reasons, to glorify God in the sheer what God's done in my life. And number two was to help people. And so if I sell one book that helps somebody, that's worth it. You know, and if I see a lot of, I talk to a lot of people that don't feel good enough, lose their self-esteem, and I'm like, hey, it's okay. I was there too, but there is some hope.
I think, you know, a part of your journey, one thing that's interesting, so the record was 50, but at one point you didn't realize that. At one point you thought you had set the record. You were told, I guess, that the record was 33, and then you found out it wasn't. Can you explain how that all played out?
So that was my junior year. I win 34. I've got the record. Media was going crazy. And at that time I thought, you know, they're out of here we're going to have a normal life now, whatever normal was.
And you wanted that. That's what you wanted at that time, just the normal life.
Yes.
You wanted that, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, okay, let's. Yeah. I'm not that good at, why are you here watching me? That's what I thought. And so a week later, I found out the record was really 50. And I thought, there's no way. That's 16 more wins. And I was supposed to be on the cover of Sports Illustrated my junior year. I also found out then that Pete Rose bumped the umpire, so he bumped me off. I thought, wow, you know, this is really going down south here. But then we kept rolling. And, you know, I had great teammates, great coaches. The community was awesome. And before you knew it, we were right there at 50.
Now, being on the cover of Sports Illustrated, I think, is maybe a dream for a lot of athletes, something that is a bucket list type thing. For a high school athlete, that's unheard of. What was that experience like, knowing you were going to be on the cover, then getting on the cover, getting the copy of the magazine? And I imagine having the praise and the adulation showered upon you by classmates and people in the area.
It was a great honor to be on the cover. And you know, people still talk about it today. I think that was that's a great way God was maybe putting me on a platform to say, hey, I know what's going to happen down the road. You're going to fall off and then, you know, whatever. So it was good for me, but at the same time, it was the pressure I felt on myself. And it wasn't put on from anybody else, but it was for me. And I thought, man, I really have to kind of watch what I'm doing here, because if they really find out who I am, they're going to – the media could really smear my name out there. So I was just fake a long time of my life.
Was it a relief when – I mean, baseball was obviously a passion, but when baseball was gone, was there any part of it that was a relief, or were you not prepared to handle life without baseball?
It was a relief from the standpoint of I didn't feel like I had to perform. Then it was like, okay, I don't have to perform, and now I'm not going to fail if I go out there. Because that was a fear of mine, that I just wouldn't do well and people would – you know, say, well, he failed or whatever. That's what I always thought in my mind.
Talking to John Peters, he authored the book When Life Grabs You by the Baseballs, Finding Happiness in Life's Change-Ups. Do you still have that record? Has someone broken it, or do you still have the record for consecutive wins in high school?
Yeah, it still stands today.
Okay, so
I'm hoping someone breaks it, you know, in some real cool place and I get to go.
Has anyone been close? Do you ever?
I don't know that.
Yeah. Maybe somewhere like in San Diego, yeah. Or looking at California somewhere.
Yeah.
Do you miss playing baseball now as you sit here and we talk today?
No. You know, at first I missed the game, just being a part of a team. But now watching it or giving private lessons, that kind of gets that itch taken care of.
How much do you coach kids, not just on the actual physical art of pitching, but what goes on between the ears and sharing your experiences with them?
I probably share more of my experiences than I do mechanics and stuff like that. You know what? I was fortunate. My dad was very good at it, plus the coaches in Brenham were very good at it. I studied the game a lot, and I think that helped me a lot. Because I kind of knew what to throw when, you know, a hitter was doing certain things. So I talk to kids a lot about the mental aspect of the game.
When you look back on your career, is there anything you would do differently? Or do you think that everything happened for a reason and there's not a single thing you would have changed?
Only thing I would have changed is I would have reached out for help when I needed it. Because I felt like I had to be strong, and if I asked for help and I told people how I felt, that was a sign of weakness. But what I realized, that's really a sign of strength, and people are ready to help.
What was your favorite memory playing baseball?
It was the Sports Illustrated night, because okay. It was, I don't know, 4,000 people at the Brenham Park, and it was just, it was crazy, but it was exciting.
Oh. If someone reads the book, and I know you mentioned earlier that you wrote this to try and help people, what's the message more than anything else that you want people to take away?
For so long, I searched for happiness in temporary things, drugs, alcohol, baseball, exercise, food, you name it. And at the end of the day, what I realized was God filled that hole and it's been permanent. And he hadn't gone anywhere in the last almost 8 years now. So, yeah, God's the solution for me. And, you know, wherever people are at, whatever their source of strength, power is, I hope they, you know, search it and find it. But for me, it was God.
How can people get their hands on this book?
It's on Amazon. It's also available through my website, johnpeters.org.
All right, and we'll make sure to tweet out a link as well. Again, John Peters, first book.
First book, probably going to be the number last one.
When Life Grabs You by the Baseballs, Finding Happiness in Life's Change-Ups. Sean, thank you so much.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.